The Boston Marathon is tomorrow, and it requires some serious logistics. Hundreds of volunteers, first responders, and lots of porta potties. How do organizers figure out their porta potty math? Hannah Loss with Member Station GBH explains.
Santos Ramakia has been ready for weeks.
So these are all units that are going for the marathon. We're already prepping.
By units, he means portable toilets. You know, the blue plastic porta potties that'll line the 26.2-mile course from the town of Hopkinton into downtown Boston.
Everybody's already talking about it. Everybody's excited.
We met 2 weeks before the marathon and gazed out across a sea of about 1,000 toilets lined up on a dirt lot and in a warehouse in Northborough, Massachusetts, 35 miles west of the finish line. Stramakia is the field office manager for United Site Services here. The company has been supplying toilets to the marathon for over 3 decades. There's a special equation to figure out how many porta potties to provide, and it involves the different needs at spots along the course.
730 restrooms in Hopkinton alone.
Michelle Stratton also works at United Site Services.
Yeah, that's a lot of toilets.
The starting line in Hopkinton gets the biggest batch. The toilets there are strategically placed for thousands of time-conscious runners, like near bus drop-offs.
Because you don't want people having to wait in line, because once they get off the bus, they got to get to the bathroom and then start heading to the start line.
And at the starting line, Stramakia says a bunch of porta-potties will go right next to it for any last-minute nervous bathroom breaks.
There's 200 minimal at the CVS parking lot of Main Street.
Along the course, he says runners can rely on 4 to 5 potties at each of the 24 hydration stations, plus more at each medical tent. They'll also set up about 50 accessible toilets for people with disabilities. And we haven't even talked about toilet paper math.
Each unit gets 3 rolls in it, so we order about 256 boxes.
In grand total, there will be 1,400 porta potties at the marathon. The math to get to this number begins with a standard calculation for live events. 1 porta potty for every 100 people. Then that's adjusted based on other factors like the number of hours and whether there's food or alcohol at the event. The forklift was ready to load the porta potties onto flatbed trailers to take them to the famous marathon route. Once they're in place, there are some finishing touches.
5 or 6 gallons of water, you put it in there, take your dye pack, you throw it in, it breaks, boom, there you go, your blue-scented, beautiful lavender water, whatever the flavor of the month is.
And a handful of the newest toilets, Santos Ramakia holds a special spot for those.
Those are the perfect unit. They're all good, but those would be the best of the best.
Those, he said, go by the start and finish lines, where there are the most cameras. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Loss in Boston.